This is Owen Thompson, a journalist with the Local Journalism Initiative. Thousands of people with disabilities and the elderly in Toronto are facing the potential loss of their access to TTC's Wheel-Trans system. In 2017, the TTC added three categories of Wheel-Trans users for new registrants to fit with the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act, the AODA. These categories, when implemented, did not retroactively apply to everyone who applied before 2017. This is due to the TTC not collecting enough information of riders who first registered to put them in those categories, says Cameron Penman, head of Wheel-Trans.
We believed it was not fair just to grandfather in these legacy customers who applied before January 1st, 2017 and give them all unconditional eligibility. That would not be fair to all these customers who have applied since 2017. We also didn't believe it was fair to just look at these applications that came in prior to 2017 and just make a determination ourselves as to what eligibility there would be, because we didn't ask the questions, as I said earlier, that the proper questions weren't on the application because, legislation wasn't in place.
The TTC, in a 2022 Access newsletter, says that over 7,000 registrants re-registered. In the same newsletter, it says, once Wheel-Trans has completed the re-registration of voluntary customers, a mandatory re-registration process will begin, starting with customers who are frequent riders. Eligibility of the program is not based on disability type, nor income or age, but solely on the presence of a disability, writes the TTC on their website for Wheel-Trans eligibility. Penman says that as of June, there are over 11,000 former registrants that still need to go through the re-registration process. He says that is estimated to take the TTC until 2025 to go through all 11,000 people. Adam Cahoon, a Wheel-Trans rider, is one of the people that have to reapply. Cahoon has spastic cerebral palsy and uses a wheelchair.
Luckily, I hadn't lost access to Wheel-Trans, and it was my initial re-registration. It may make them have to use more of their money as on fixed income. It may make us have to use more money as the taxis.
His partner, Jennifer Conroy, also has spastic cerebral palsy. She was also born with low vision and a lack of peripheral vision. Conroy's letter was not approved for renewal and now has to go in for an in-person assessment to get approval for her use of Wheel-Trans.
And I was born without any peripheral vision, meaning that if a car came up from the side, I wouldn't be able to see it or anything happening on either side of my face. So in my case, because I won't be able to see oncoming cars or anything when I board a streetcar, for example, that would be very difficult for me to be able to do it safely. And some of us suffer from spastic muscles, and for us to get on subways and whatnot, and when we're nervous, it gets very, very difficult.
Both Cahoon and Conroy have been using the Wheel-Trans service for over 20 years. He says that Wheel-Trans is a service that connects people and helps prevent loneliness and isolation that is common in the disability community.
They're common among a lot of the community, and it's an issue that's coming to light more since the pandemic. But a lot of the disability community, as a lot of people on the margins, are feeling burned out. We're the ones dealing with all the cuts to our income, all the financial barriers, all the systemic barriers, and we're dealing with the law. And then, rather than making things easier for us, to make it worse for us.
Cahoon and Conroy know 20 people personally who have lost access to Wheel-Trans. He says that the re-registration process is them having to prove how disabled they really are. Cahoon says the process is psychologically degrading.
Again, very disheartening, because we spend our lives proving to people that we are so much more than our disabilities. And in this case, we have to actually play up our disabilities a little bit so that they understand that we need it.
Penman does not completely agree with Cahoon and Conroy when it comes to having to prove their disability. Penman says that the registration process is designed to be fair and equitable to riders who registered post-2017.
I understand, and I can be empathetic to seeing this, you know, come in. I understand there's anxiety involved with it. You know, you're used to having door-to-door trips and access to this, and all of a sudden re-registering, what's this? You know, conditional category, you know, I can totally understand the anxieties involved with it. What I, you know, don't agree with is the approach that, you know, we've heard about, you know, Wheel-Trans is asking individuals to prove their disability. We are absolutely not doing that. There's a reason why everyone has access and was applied for and accepted into Wheel-Trans service, right? Because we understand that you have a disability and you have barriers to using the conventional transit system. We totally understand that. So it's not about that.